Welcome, everybody, to Tuesday, August 4th, Rep Wrap, and I'm really excited to have one of our latest national marketing directors, Dave Sanderson. And I think most of you know, but just in case you don't, Dave has set really a record pace in the company, doing something that nobody has done before, and that is he has gotten to national marketing director in 4 very short months. And not only that, he's duplicating himself. He's got a senior sales coordinator and a QNMD, and his QNMD, Michael Yak, got to that position in about 6 months' time. And Michael's a very busy person, lots going on in his life. So to have been going that fast, a lot of it has to do with the incredible health results that both Dave and Michael and many on their team have received. So the first thing I want to say about this organization is just I'm just so excited about how excited they are about Transform 30. And, of course, Dave is the one that has brought T120 into the picture by really, in his head, it just didn't make any sense to sell the capsules and four-month supplies and not the complete. And, Dave, do you want to actually just start a little bit with the kind of health results you've seen and Michael and some of the other team members have seen and why that's such a foundational part of what's been going on for your business?
Sure, Mitra. My success and Michael's has been primarily with our weight loss. I lost 70 pounds on the product to date. I seem to be hitting a bit of a plateau where I'm not losing weight anymore, and I'm more successful in losing my fat, so to speak. My BMI is still dropping. Michael, to date, I believe, is at 72 pounds now. So he's getting pretty close to his goal, I think, of 90 pounds. So people that know us or in the community that know us or even friends, family, have really paid attention to our transformation and not only our physical, but that mental energy that we bring along with it now in terms of our energy, our happiness, our excitement. And that's been very, very exciting. Our other team members that have been quite successful as well have also reaped the benefits of some, you know, health changes, whether it's skin conditions or blood pressure or diabetic issues. Everybody within the team has benefited some ways in better health because of the T30 platform that we're using and promoting within our team. Nobody in our team essentially is using anything else except for T30 or T120. So, and we won't even call it T120. We'll just stick to calling it T30 because that's the, you know, the program that we're doing. And their results are outstanding.
So that's an important point to make because sometimes people just really don't think that it's for everyone. But that's like saying in your team you have a special breed of people that only understand T30. They don't, you know, it's really where you start. And I think that's really the power of starting someone new with the Transform 30 program. If they don't know anything else, I mean, we've seen it with Lindsay Hall and some of the other people that are moving, that are new to our business and moving very fast is because they really lead with Transform 30, and that's where they're getting the health results. And Dave, you and I talked about this. It's like if you just tell someone, oh, yeah, just get on the capsules and propose a wimpy little program and don't have people take on their health, like really as a challenge, like challenge them to really take a look at them in the mirror and take on their health for 30 days. We're just really not creating happy customers, satisfied customers, customers who just love us because we've just changed their life. I mean, how do you feel about T30 versus if you just sell somebody some capsules or some shake or, you know, I mean, not that we don't end up doing some of that, but talk a little bit about starting at presenting the Transform 30 program with the four-month supply a little bit versus starting somewhere else.
So we do have some people that start out and for financial reasons only feel that they can do the capsules. And what we try to do is, even though they're only doing the capsules, we still introduce them to the whole T30 program and the T30 guide. Right from the start, we spend a lot of time with our new customers and our new reps basically walking them through a step-by-step on what they need to do and not do to be successful at the program. One of our biggest, oppositions that we have with this is that people go onto the Juice Plus website and they read the package of the shakes and they read the T30 guide and they keep coming back and saying, well, they say we can use dairy. They say to mix it with milk, but it's a very strong and long education process that we really need to spend with these people to let them know the benefits of T30. We offer up our phone number or email or Facebook 24/7 to people so that they can reach out to us and ask those questions when they're stuck or when they're doubting or when they read something that's, opposes what T30 does. If they read something on the Juice Plus site that involves a recipe with 1% milk or skim milk, then they all of a sudden become confused. So we spend a lot of work keeping them in the right lane of the highway with T30. And what we find too is with our capsule customers, after 2, 3, 4 weeks, these people are ready to try the shakes because they're confident in the results that they're achieving with just the capsules alone and cutting out portions of their diet as per the T30 guide, that they're really willing to spend that extra money now. And they're getting away from that skeptic mindset where they don't believe that it's going to work or they don't think that it'll work for them because they've gone their whole life in, medical discomfort. So the focus of T130, I can't emphasize enough, is primarily the success of the program that we're promoting. And then the other part of that is just us. We have to get those people to believe that this will help them. If they believe in us, they're going to believe in the product. If they don't believe in me, they're not going to believe in the product at all. So that's our approach with everybody with T30 capsules and the whole T30 guide in general.
That's great. So I just really want to emphasize that whole small ball, back to the basics, like how hands-on you are with your customers. I think you've said before that you send texts or private messages daily to your customers. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can.
So basically our new customers, we start out in basically a funnel program. For the first couple of weeks, they are strictly doing their program, getting used to their new boundaries, so to speak. And what we do is we reach out to our customers every day for 2 weeks. And we'll send a message on how you're doing, how you're feeling. I won't ask them how their weight is. They'll up that on their own. They'll tell me how they're feeling. They'll tell me what their diet consists of. They'll ask me questions about what they could eat, or they'll tell me what they ate, and then they'll ask if it was okay. Last night I spoke with a customer, for example, who's been doing the product now for 9 weeks, and she's lost 15 pounds, but there's a few things that she was doing that we could change. So we discussed about her coffee intake, when she was drinking her coffee, what she was mixing her shakes with, what her meals were like, and, it came down that she was eating basically meat every single day. So we discussed about cutting that back drastically because she didn't feel that she could cut it out whole. So she committed to 4 days this week of no meat and strictly plant-based, and she's going to get rid of her coffee to see what kind of changes that will promote. So I've already spoken with that customer today 3 times, and she's having great, and she already feels better because she didn't eat meat last night as well. So the customer service that we're giving to these customers, to the reps, I believe is second to none, and it goes back to treating this as a business. If you're treating it as a hobby, you're going to reach out to these people when you feel you have the time to do so, or when you're bored, or when it hits your mind. But when you treat it like a business and structure it where you have a plan every day of touching base, whether by text, email, phone call, it really engages your customer with the product. And probably a big part of our success to repeat customers and reorders is that these people feel like they're part of a family and part of a program. And offering up the customer service to the extent that we do is proving to us that, we're having an 80% success rate of people renewing and accepting their second order and their third orders.
So that's profound. I mean, if we as a team just adopted this one little change and really thought about every time you get a customer that you are making daily contact with them and holding their hand for the first 2 weeks and then, you know, making sure that, that they're creating new habits, just it just gives me goosebumps to think about what that would do for our team if we took that on at a whole different level. And it, I don't think it really takes a whole lot of time to send out 10 texts if you've got 10 customers, but it's a daily touch that could just be life-altering for people. And it makes me want to, like, start all over again and kind of, you know, do it this way and see what happens, because imagine if you bought the product and you were trying a new program and somebody reached out to you daily. So the first sort of, you know, gold nugget here on this call is that personal touch every day with a new customer. And I know people are thinking, well, what do I do with my existing customers? You know, just up your game with them. Meanwhile, when you have a new customer, really think about taking on this approach, because a satisfied customer is your best chance at getting a new representative into your business. So if you're looking at how to recruit new people, you know, when you get a customer, help them get results is really the first big nugget that we want to share with you here. The second thing is that Juice Plus is a product that we know can help everybody from every age. And yet, you know, some of you have seen the Bears movie that I've shown at conference a couple of years ago. I've shown it a couple of times about niche marketing, finding a niche and finding your audience and targeting the information you're providing to your audience. And so it's kind of a catch-22, because we want to talk to everybody, but how do you find niche markets? And some people have tried to target, like I know Nicole Scott has targeted nutritionists because she is a nutritionist, and some people have tried some target marketing, but we don't want to leave too many people out. So I think the way that Dave has tackled this is really fabulous. Speaking of fabulous, and why don't you, I know you talked about it at Seattle Summit, so let's review that information again about how you handle the different kinds of people that you talk to over throughout the week.
So I categorize my niche marketing as my Fab Five. And what I've done is I've broken down five different groups into categories that I will focus on one day per week. So I have a group of healthy people, which would consist of my customers who try to practice organic, gluten-free, dairy-free, et cetera. They're basically the people that kind of know the direction that they want to go in, but they can't do it on their own, or they can't practice it all the time just because of maybe, you know, poor choices at the grocery store or where they live or when they eat out. But, you know, definitely want to give themselves the ability to practice healthy eating as much as possible. So I classify my healthy people as a group. I have a group that I call my medically challenged people. So they will have underlying health issues. They may be diabetic, high blood pressure. They may suffer from some severe inflammation, some gout, arthritis, anything that's a health issue. They may be suffering from some type of cancer or being through some kind of cancer and beat it. Anything in the medical field or in the underlying health issue field is where I classify my second group. And I will focus on that group on one whole day of the week. So one day I give to healthy people, the next day I'll give to medically challenged people. And I'll get to this in the end on why I categorize all of these. My third group is my what I call my fat friends, who are either obese, slightly overweight, or have gained weight through you know, maybe medical issues, injuries, childbirth, or just poor diet choices. So I focus on them for a day of the week, and I really try to focus on this group with the customer service that I already discussed earlier. I find that focusing on this overweight group, which is a large portion of what my business is right now and a very successful group that we're working with, what I find is that when I work with a group this, like my fat friends, and focus on the customer service with them, it almost doubles, because as I'm focusing on their customer service, they're sharing that customer service with somebody else. So it's kind of like a two-day week right there for me, because I don't need to go out and get new people so much as I do to follow up with the people that are already getting success from the program. My fourth day is my athletes and active people who would fall in the group of people that are already taking maybe some supplements or some various other whey protein, or maybe even you know, involved in some kind of weight loss program, or not weight loss program, but you know, workout program or active community. So I work on these people for one day of the week as well. And then my fifth day is basically following up and pursuing new business opportunities. So I classify them as my business people. And I will go after that group to increase the business that my reps already have, and to go after some customers that have been sitting on the fence, wondering if they really want to do the business, if they really want to share their story, or by promoting the business opportunity through various social media outlets. So what this allows me to do is I can focus on one demographic each day of the week. So I find myself really focused and in-depth with healthy people on Mondays. So I don't have to worry about, you know, going through phone calls and leads and follow-ups with healthy people and having somebody who, you know, really wants to lose weight today and talking to them and taking me off my target and off of my topic. It allows me to talk healthy talk all day long. On Tuesday, it allows me to talk to my medically challenged people and get into the studies and get into the knowledge that I know of, you know, the proof that the product will help. I can get into that mindset all day long and talk to my medically challenged people. On Wednesdays, I can talk to my overweight people all day long. And I'm basically in a zone. And call after call, email after email, I have the same literature available to me, the same studies that I can forward available to me. And when somebody calls and has a question and a follow-up, I'm not thrown off by all of a sudden getting into a topic about organics and GMOs and, you know, the dairy-free benefits. I'm actually focused on weight loss. So you can see where every single day it allows me to achieve my maximum potential by really, you know, basically I'm getting on the road at 7 o'clock in the morning in front of my computer, not necessarily getting on the road, but I'm getting in that lane on the highway, and I'm going straight all day long for healthy people. I'm not going through curves and over hills and down in valleys by chasing all these five different people in one single day and getting myself all confused and then losing my direction. So it allows me to just, you know, point the vehicle forward and go with it.
The clarity of thinking like this is absolutely brilliant. I'm excited about it. And it is true that, you know, even I think I've got a pretty good grasp of the research, but just like fishing through, and you just imagine yourself having five different folders on your computer for those different categories and having all those resources available and really focusing all your attention one day at a time on those people. Even if you've only got 1 hour, that 1 hour that you can spend on your business is going to be highly, highly effective. And again, it's just a very, very brilliant concept. So thanks for sharing that with us. And again, I am going to kind of figure out ways for all of us to, you know, whoever wants to, I think this is so great, to really target how we approach people in this way so we're more effective. And then also, I know that people really struggle sometimes. Like I was talking to somebody about, you know, how to explain how much money. People often ask when we're talking to prospects, how much money can you make in this business? Well, a lot of times people don't know exactly how to answer that question, and they struggle with the business and how to explain the business. And part of it, I realize, is because we don't start out the month saying, I want to make sure I make $500 this month or $1,000 this month or $7,000 this month, you know, if you've been in the game a little bit longer. And so one of the things that Dave right away did was figure out how much money he needs to make. And he has a game plan every month for what he's, not his team per se, not what they're going to do. If you've read GoPro, Eric Worre talks about, you know, being a poser. And a poser is somebody who shows up at meetings, shows up at trainings, but really is waiting for the lottery ticket, waiting for you know, waiting to recruit a Dave Sanderson rather than do what someone like Dave is doing to make sure their income is where they need it to be this month, to really see this as a viable business opportunity for themselves. So, Dave, talk about how you generate your own income and how you figure out what you need to do each month.
Okay. My income is based on everyone else's, obviously. What I've done is I kind of give up on the unknown. And the unknown that I have is, what is my commission going to be at the end of this month? The real answer to that is that there's nobody that can answer that right now because we don't know. If we sell 50 orders or 100 orders, or our team collectively adds 300 customers and we have 500 existing, you still don't know what your income is going to be. Many reasons are returns. People's payments may not go through. They may not just, there's just various reasons that may not happen. So what I did is I went to my bonus structure and I relied on my bonus structure to guarantee my income. And I set a goal for myself every month that I want to create 30 new customers. So if I can create one customer per day at a T120 program for 30 days, then I know what my income starts at. And that's the closest I can get to answering anything else is by creating it myself. So in the U.S., if I was to have 30 customers at $103 per customer profit, then I know right now that my monthly profit will be approximately $3,040 just off my retail sales profit. And that's by the work that I want to create for myself. Those are the standards that I want to set so that I know personally what my retail sales profit is. And then after I decided that that's what I want to achieve, I looked at my structure and I said, I want to build my team forward. So I aim to create 5 to 7 new VFs per month. So in the U.S., by doing that, I already know that when I multiply my 250 by 7, that I'm going to have $1,750 in VF bonuses that month coming to me directly. And they may come by new frontline VFs. They may become by bonusing out. They may come in any different way, but I have a set that my frontline needs to be 7 VFs. I've reached it some months, I haven't others, but that's a goal that I set so that I can create my own income. And then moving forward from month to month and working with these new reps and VFs and SCs, I also want to create 2 sales coordinators per month. So by doing that, I give myself another $1,000. So if I was to achieve 30 new customers, 7 new VFs, and 2 new SCs, then I'm looking at approximately, you know, $5,500 to $6,000 per month of bonus income. And what I've done is I've relied on that bonus income as my income. And then I treat my commissions as my bonus so that I know what I can make. As soon as the end of the month, and our pay dates are different here than they are in the U.S., so I know that when my certain days of the month hit, I know where I am. I know where I stand. I can't calculate my commissions yet, but at least I can calculate my bonuses and I know what income I'm making. And some of these numbers I'm sure are high for some of your expectations, but even if you take the number to 10 customers per month, you're still guaranteeing yourself $1,040. Even if you have 2 VFs, you're guaranteeing yourself another $500. And another SC is another $500. So right there, you can give yourself a base income of pretty much $2,000 and move forward with your commissions. And then obviously, when you get into the business incentive levels, it just keeps on going up and up, and there's just so much more bonus money that keeps on happening. And we started out, I remember when I started this in at the end of February, you know, I asked the question to Mitra and Mark, like, what if I do a customer a day? What if I do 2 customers per day? And the answer was, if you do a customer a day, you're doing very well. But now our customers, our team is up over 5.7 customers per day. So we keep on believing and moving forward that, you know, maybe next month I'm going to want to do 40 customers or 50 customers. So the sky's the limit. I can create whatever income I want. And the biggest thing, again, is I have to treat this as a business. If I treat it as a hobby, then I'm not going to make a business income. So I treat it as a business and I earn a business income. So that's where I duplicate and guarantee my income.
That's really, really awesome to kind of really know that, you know, what, and as you said, you know, maybe you don't need to make $7,000. Maybe you only need to make, you know, $1,000 or whatever it is. But to go out there and decide this is what I'm going to make this month and use the customer retail and the bonus structure as ways of guaranteeing a certain level of income for yourself and seeing the commissions that come as the actually the play money, the extra bonus, the cream on top is a great way to great perspective and a great way that you can explain to other people how they can guarantee income in the beginning of their business. But the best way to do it is to lead by example and do it yourself. And so this brings me sort of to the last point because, you know, I've been in this business for 21 years, and I was making some excuses for myself for a while now about, you know, what I can do and what I can't do given the size of my business, blah, blah, blah. And I had a really great coaching call with Bob Samara, and I really, really got how when we really want something, you know, when you're a kid, think about when a kid has the will of a kid, like, to get what he wants or she wants. That kind of will is also inside each and every one of us. And, Dave, let's talk about the will that you have to make things happen in your life. What's the source? What does it look like to really know that you have will?
So my day and night right now, it revolves around the business, the customer service. I want this bad enough. I think I've proven that I wanted to go out there 5 months ago now and prove everybody wrong and prove that this could be done. We've had many discussions, Mitra, about, you know, what I'm doing, what I'm eliminating, what I'm adding, you know, who I'm bringing aboard, who I'm shutting out. And, you know, I focused on what had to be done. And knowing right from the get-go that I could do this and taking this and basically, you know, I took this business model and I spin it around and upside down and I did it backwards. And that's why it worked for me. And being in the building industry, I always look at things that, you know, you build it from the bottom up and then you take a look at it from the top and then you take it apart going back down just to make sure that everything you do is going to line up. And the will for this is second to none. I'm relentless with it. I don't stop. I don't leave any rock unturned. Every single person that I see is a candidate for a Juice Plus. You know, we're not selling pots and pans or candles or oils. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but we're dealing with a product that every single person can use. And moving forward with it, you know, exposing myself, my team, my family, my friends, my clients, customers, results in every method possible has created a little bit of chaos. And anybody that knows me knows that I love chaos. I love pressure. And the more of it, the better. I know that everybody in this business can succeed because they've been given a tool that nobody else has, that the industry really doesn't have. And I'm a product of the product, and I know because I've used every product possibly out there to improve my own health, my own physical appearance, and my own mindset. And nothing has worked like this has. If you want it, you just have to go get it. It's all there. Everything is right in front of you, on your computer, on your desk, on your phone, or, you know, breathing right beside you. It's not a difficult program. It's not a difficult business. The desire to succeed for me is second to none. I have goals that some of you on the call may know about, but, you know, hitting NMD has been wonderful, but all we've done is conquered the series of letters. So now we've moved from our letters of SC, SSC, QNMD, NMD. Those are all gone now, and not humbled and they don't matter, but there's a bigger picture to all this. That bigger picture is that I can't say enough about the support that I have received from my upline, sideline, head office, even Memphis. Yes, yesterday was a holiday for us in Canada, but I heard from Memphis yesterday, and I was surprised, and I was thrilled, because you realize that you're just not in the backyard business. You're in a global business, and everybody that's in this business with you cares. So I can't stress enough that if you want it, to set that goal out and go get it. And if you were at Summit, you know, I threw a goal out there for everybody with Lindsay, and I said, go and get your first T120 customer this week if you haven't gotten it. Because once you get into the mindset of being able to achieve the golden apple in this business, which is the T120 with all the support of the T30 program behind it, it just keeps on rolling and rolling and rolling. And when we set that bar very early on with selling T120, we haven't looked back. So the importance of getting up every day and going and following up, and I guarantee you, if you offer that customer service to people that they're not used to, then you have a member that is never going to forget about this product and this experience. Whether they renew at the end of 4 months is very likely, but if they don't, they're not going to forget about you having their back along the way. The worst thing you can do is get somebody on a program and forget about them, because when it comes up to reorder time, they're going to go, yeah, she got me on the program, or he got me on the program, and I never heard from them again. And that right there is, you know, a nail in your own coffin, so to speak. So customer service is what sells, and it's going to be what continues to push your business forward. Mitra?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. So we're out of time for today, but I just want to thank you for your words of wisdom. It's just like, it's gold. What you heard on this call today, it's probably the best training I could possibly bring to you as far as what's really important to grow your business, customer care, and having that vision. Next time you see somebody, see the possibility of T120, not your doubts, not your fears, not your judgment and evaluation of that person, but a potential, have the will, use your image brain, and look at that person as a T120 customer that you're going to get to take care of, make sure they get success, and get excited about that. Get really excited about that very fundamental first step, and you're going to see that you're going to have more success. And even if somebody doesn't order, like last night I was at a presentation, even for the people who did not order, I know I planted such a strong seed. It's just a matter of follow-up that they are going to order, because they walked away wanting to be on that program. There was a woman who was completely unemployed, and I could see she was plotting. She asked for the intro.transform30.com video link and the info so she could tell two other people so she could do the HLP bonus so she could afford her own product. And I could see that in her eyes, because I walked in there seeing her as a potential qualifier in my business, because my goal is to create a huge club business, a four-digit club business. And so I walked in there seeing the potential, having the will, igniting my own will to see them as a potential qualifier. Of course, the first step, she didn't even order, and yet I still hold her in that possibility. And that's what changes this business, is when you own your own power in it and ignite your image brain and your own will to make things happen for yourself. So thanks a lot, Dave, for your time, and please share this call with your team. See ya, everybody, and go out and get that your first T120 order if you haven't yet, or help somebody on your team do the same. Bye. Wait, I'm going to unmute.
Hey, Mitra, is the playback number posted on the Facebook page?
It's on the archive has the playback number, and you can just
okay.
see the most recent call.
Great. Thanks. That was a great call.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
if
awesome
you want to
call.
Thank Dave.
Thank you, everyone. Dave, you rock it.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mitra.
Thanks, Dave. And Mitra.